It's a happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Rush Hour on this beautiful day here in South Australia. I've got Greg Blewett. Hello to you, Gregory.
Hello, Jars. You're very chipper.
Bernie Vince, hello.
G'day, Jars. I don't know what chipper means. What's that?
About, just dapper. Yeah, just up and no, about.
Spring on.
Nothing to spring do in the step, yeah. Bern. And Emma Jean, welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Jars. Well, oh, I didn't go anywhere.
You disappeared on us on Friday down at the Ramsgate.
Well, I took an extra day off to have a little extra long weekend. Yeah. Went down to Aldinga, did some stand-up paddle.
Was that day off, was
Oh, very funny.
Yeah, people free to us three.
I still take those now, but I'm not even a teacher anymore.
You're teaching us.
Hope everyone had a great day, all the mums and dads, seeing their little ones go off to school for the first time.
Yes.
Let alone, well, you're what, Rory and Sammy, what are they now? Year what?
Well, they're senior citizens at primary school now. No, years one and three they started.
Veterans.
Oh, beautiful. Little loves. And you've done there? You finished all your cricket commitments for Channel 7 and Triple M?
I have, yes. I was over in Melbourne last night for the Heat beat the Renegades.
Yes.
But that is, that finishes my commitments for the summer. So I am bang, all Rush Hour from here on in.
Do you want to repeat your question, Jas?
No. Well,
How would I rate myself?
Yeah, I was going to say,
Is that what we do on this show?
Well, you do.
You rate yourself?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't.
I always try and improve and get better.
Same here.
In this gig. Bern, all the best to you with your cricket commitments up there at Stansbury. Failed again with a bat.
Yeah.
And you fired someone else out?
I did.
Yeah, a family member?
But when you're out, you're out. So still part of it. LBW's still a way to get out.
You got to give it if it's out. And you're in a slump, though.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, what's
bit of a slump. I only played two games this year, so
it's a mini slump.
I need a net session. I keep asking you guys. And you give me nothing.
Yeah.
Jars, you don't need...
As long as it's not a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Sunday night at 1 a.m., is it? That's the only window. Hey, speaking of 1 a.m., was up till 1 a.m. last night with little Olivia. Got a little bump into the side of the table, the wooden table outside.
Oh, no.
Slammed her ear, like sort of squashed her ear against the corner of the table in her head, split her bottom of her earlobe open. So when you gave her a little tug, she's tough as nails.
Yes.
She's pulling it like that and it was really opening up. So plastic surgeon, we had to wait around at Flinders Hospital for a plastic surgeon. He would have been really happy, wouldn't he? Just sitting at home, probably having a nice glass of wine.
Watching the tennis.
Tennis. We just ruined that for him. But he took a while to get in, so maybe he waited for the tennis to finish before he came in. But no, they did a great job and stitched her ear back on, and she's off to daycare today.
Straight back into it.
Yeah.
To Vince.
She has to. She has to learn the hard way.
Okay.
Get hit and get back up again, Jars.
After 5 o'clock, Greg, you've got some explosive cricket mail coming out of Cricket Australia.
Yes, I've got some information.
This is big.
But is it explosive?
I think it's a bit of mail on what's happening next summer.
Cricket Australia.
He's been saying it's...
All right. So don't miss that after 5 o'clock, eh?
Boom.
$2 a litre for fuel.
Well, it's been $2 for ages.
No, stop it. Everything's got... Beer's going up. Fuel's going up. Interest rate's going up.
It's called inflation,
Enough's
does.
Enough. Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
There's people out there struggling.
Oh, yeah. God. Join the club.
What?
Join the club.
Oh, dear. Got some footy news to cover. We've got plenty to get through. We've got your phone. Well, 133353 is our phone number. We've got text messages coming through. We've got some big stuff coming. We've got $1,000 to give away. What else have we got?
We haven't mentioned Djokovic last night. Won the Australian Open for the 10th time.
Well,
22nd major.
That's because we're going to talk about him next.
Right. Okay.
Well, he's a little bit polarising, isn't he? Like, you either... Well, not too many do love him.
There's a love-hate relationship out there.
Him?
I think that, yes.
I like him.
Yes.
I'm fine with him, but just, I don't know. He's no one's talking goat when he already is. He's equal goat.
Nah, nice.
On Triple M's Rush Hour. Welcome to Tennis Talk.
Jeez, that sounded painful, didn't it?
We've got Tennis Talk.
Tennis Talk or Pillow Talk.
Yeah, I was hard at it last night working, so I didn't get to see...
After what we just heard, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Right.
We're family
show. School today.
I missed, arguably, the best ever tennis player winning another major last night. Novak Djokovic, who won his 22nd major, level with Nadal on 22. Of course, Fed... is now retired, Roger Federer. He's on 20, and he won his 10th Australian Open last night.
10 out of 10. Perfection for Novak Djokovic.
Straight sets.
Too good.
Mm. He did it. Too good. He's just floated through that tournament.
And he beat G's favourite.
Who's that, G?
The Greek god.
What's his name?
Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas. Yes. I really wanted him to win.
Mm.
Was he up for it? I think he had to win that second set. Didn't he? The tiebreaker.
Well, yeah. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it? What were you watching? The Big Bash.
I was at a function.
I actually didn't watch it either.
Oh, right.
Well, you guys, Blue, you said about how that relates to some other players. There are some female players who have won more. Serena Williams is on 23 and Margaret Court, 24.
I was talking male tennis players. Right, so. And he got very emotional after the game as well, and he spoke about what he's gone through the last couple of weeks.
Mm. Only the team and the family knows what we've been through in the last 4 or 5 weeks. This probably is the, I would say, biggest victory in my life, considering the circumstances.
There you go.
Is that about his injury?
Well, yeah, he's copped it because everyone thought he was faking his hamstring injury.
Yep.
His coach came out and said if you had have seen his MRI results, a lot of people would have pulled out of the tournament. So I don't know what you think, Bern, but also there was that controversy with his father being photographed with the Russian supporters.
Pretty innocent, there was, that part of it.
Yeah, that's
right. It looked worse. The headline looked worse than what it actually was. But
do people like him? Bern, is he popular? Like, people are very – when I say he's probably the greatest tennis player ever to play the game, he's reluctant to talk about that, saying, you know, every era is different, which it is, but – statistically,
he's right up there,
isn't he?
No, he's leading. He's leading the men's ever. So yeah, and he has. And the other three around him, or the other two around him, they're all part of his era. So it's been a dominant era, really, when you think about those three all playing at the same time. But yeah, he is polarizing because he, for some reason, he rubs people up the wrong way, doesn't he?
Like he's the most hated sports star in the world, is he?
He's not the most hated. That's a strong word.
No.
And he's done so well here in Australia. So if anyone should love him, we should. But I don't know if it's the tall poppy thing. We like to bring people down are up. We do. But there's an element of that. But then there's also an element of whenever there's something controversial in tennis. He's been involved in it. The anti-vax, he went home.
Yeah.
These injuries, he's always getting pulled up for is he actually injured? Which, you know, you have to take him on his word.
He's mentally and physically the strongest athlete I've ever seen.
You have to be. There's no fluke to that. There's no fluke to doing that.
You've always been a big Roger Federer fan. Terms of tennis, there hasn't been anyone better than Roger Federer.
But he's class.
When you talk about Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, people talk about them being, you know, the whole package. You know, like the person, the competitor, the tennis player.
Yep.
But for some reason, Djokovic is not well liked.
I think
it's because the others that you talk about are humble.
They're
gracious.
I don't think he's. I think he's humble at times.
Would you say Kyrgios is humble?
No.
No, but he
has a love.
You could say that he's popular. As well, but 133.53. Cool. I'd love to know. Is Djokovic, is he liked? Is he the best ever?
I actually like him. I love the mental side of it, like you touched on, Jazz. You have to be, he had to be so tough in what he did. I know he breezed through this tournament pretty easy, but he's had his battles in the past as well, and he just somehow just finds a way. Mm. And he's the all-rounder. He's good at everything.
He'll probably win another 4 or 5 majors as well, the way he's going.
Agree.
He's 36?
35, I think.
35.
Mm.
So it's hard to keep winning late 30s, but if he gets a couple in next year.
133.53, do we like the Joker or not?
Right now on The Rush Hour, we're asking for your thoughts on the Joker.
It's 10 out of 10. Perfection for Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, unbelievable tennis player, but he divides a lot of people. Some people love him, some people hate him. So we're taking your calls now, 133.53. Let's go to Vanessa in Campbelltown. Welcome, Vanessa. What are your thoughts on the Joker? Vanessa?
Hello.
Hello. G'day. Yeah, what are your thoughts on the Joker?
I think he's just number one and he's the best and he's a gentleman. What's there not to like about him?
Yeah.
Mm. He actually speaks very well. I was listening to him after the game last night. Speaks very well.
Mm.
But he's a champion, isn't he?
He definitely is a champ, and I think people like to because he's won so many times, people get their nose up in the air a little bit, and that's what I think half of it is. But he's definitely got a lot of support here in Australia. I don't know why people are saying there's a lot of people that don't like him when there's a hell of a lot of people that do.
Yep.
Nicely said, Vanessa. Oh, thank good. You for your call.
Let's go to Danny from Fulham Gardens. What do you think of the joke? Are you a fan?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very good, Danny.
Good, Dan.
Look, yeah, what I... Look, I can't love the guy. I can't bring my... I don't have that, you know, when you follow someone and you really love them. I just see something about him. It could be a bit of arrogance, but also, you know, he hasn't endeared himself to you know, with what happened last year through COVID. But there's with you know, trying to get in, not get in, all that sort of thing, and a couple of, you know, past tournaments he's been in. But you can't knock the guy for mental strength. The guy's the class above when it comes to mental strength. Mm. And I think that's what sets him apart from Nadal and Federer. I mean, he's grown up in a war tour, you know, Serbia, Baltic states, always under war during, you know, when he was growing up, and he's just got a mental toughness. If you can live through that, you can see it on the court. The guy's just another level, and I respect him for that. Don't love him, but I respect him.
Yep. Beautiful. Mm. Apparently trains as hard as anyone.
Yep.
Just loves it.
There you go.
Trains as hard.
Mick from Tea Tree Gully. Good afternoon, Mick.
Yeah, how you going, mate? Yeah, I don't know whether he likes being disliked, but I think it gets him up. He says, well, stuff the world. Yeah, this is how good I am. Yeah.
Thrives on it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of athletes that love that kind of pressure.
Yeah, you? Like yourself, Charles.
there's footballers. Yeah.
Cricketers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Hey, let's go to Penny from Semaphore Park. What do you think of the Joker?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going?
Very good. What are your thoughts? Do you like him?
Yeah, I like him, but there's a lot that's been going on for him on and off the courts, but I've got to give him credit for his strength and mental capacity. Mm. You know, he's up there with Nadal and Federer, but Federer has got the grace and, you know, he'll be my best favourite. Mm. I am Greek background, so it was disappointing to see the Greek fail, but I knew he'll be up by 3 sets. So, yeah. Good game by him. Like the other guy said, I think he does thrive when you don't like him.
Yep.
But, no, he's a great athlete, but there was a lot going on for him, and that's why I think he broke down. I think it was just the relief and... Yeah. That, you know, he won and he can show everyone that despite the fact what under pressure you are, you can achieve your dreams. So, yeah.
Oh, great call, Penny.
Mm. Yeah. Some good calls.
Mate, maybe they're just sick of him winning. Just sick someone else. But if you're not good enough to beat him, it's
correct.
No one else deserves just to get it because we're sick of him winning. If he's the best...
Well. You got to try and catch him.
But maybe it is that there was arrogance there that someone mentioned as well. Maybe it is that compared to Nadal and Federer, who are so humble, aren't they? Like maybe that is there's that touch of arrogance.
You need a bit of that to play.
I'm not saying you don't, but
Greg,
compared to those other two.
There's another thing we sort of forgot. Remember when during COVID he was videoed up on tables somewhere overseas?
Oh, yeah.
Dancing and he spread COVID around and that big. Well, not him, but there was just one of those parties that ended up everyone had COVID. COVID. Yeah, okay. Back when there wasn't a lot of COVID around, that's another little issue that he's had as well. So you'd never see Roger Federer doing that, would you? So maybe that's why some of us don't like him. But you know what? He is the GOAT because he's equal. Well, he's equal GOAT.
He's got another one on the shelf.
Can you do your GOAT noise again?
not
because you mooed like a cow.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your AutoMasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Good afternoon, Matty from Seaview Downs. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. Had all 4 days off, so it was nice.
Lovely. What AFL team do you support?
I'm a Crows man.
That's nice. The boy. Now, do you partake in any festivities or... sporting activities?
I don't, but I have my 5 kids and my wife all play for the same club. So
five kids?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm one of five.
What club crazy. Are you involved in?
The Mighty Marion Rams.
Opposition nice jars, eh?
Yeah, Marion. Mm. No, they're in the Amazon
Footy
League.
Are you going to the what's it called? The big day out at the Cockle Munchers?
Yeah, that's not out yet. Manny doesn't know that yet.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, he's not going anyway.
Ten questions, 60 seconds. Say pass, Matty. You can come back to it. We'll take your first answer. Enjoy. Listen carefully. Hopefully we can give you $1,000.
All right, sounds good.
All right, is everybody ready in this building?
Yes, are you ready?
Let's play.
Who did Novak Djokovic defeat in last night's final?
Tsitsipas.
What sport is Hulk Hogan associated with?
WWE, the wrestling.
Who is Collingwood's new CEO?
Craig Kelly.
How many Grand Slams has Djokovic won?
22.
What NBA team does Ben Simmons play for?
The Brooklyn Nets.
The Woodies were a tennis doubles pairing from what country?
Australia.
How many countries are hosting the 2026 FIFA World Cup?
Oh, pass.
Who is the first team through to the BBL final?
The Scorchers.
True or false, Novak Djokovic has won the past three Australian Open men's singles titles?
True.
How many Winter Olympic Games has Aussie snowboarder Scotty James competed in?
Four.
How many countries are hosting the 2026 FIFA World Cup?
Three.
6 seconds on the clock.
Wow.
Okay, just for clarity, am I accepting question one?
Yes.
Yes.
Lock it in.
Yes. We knew what he was trying to say.
Oh, sorry, I did my best.
That was a hybrid between Tsitsipas and Georgiades.
That's why I'll accept it. All right, let's see how you went.
It went well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh.
One, do you know what one
it
was?
Who won it? The last one.
No.
The World Cup. How many countries are hosting the World Cup?
No, you got that right.
You got that.
Oh, Canada, Mexico and US. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Any others?
It was the 50-50 one, wasn't it, G?
It was.
Yes, true or false.
Oh, the true or false. Ah, oh, because of COVID.
Last three, he didn't come. Yes. He didn't come. Like, that's an easy mistake, though, because you just think, he's
won
that
many. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Good great effort, Matt. We're going to give you a double pass to go to the Fringe to see Amos Gill.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Take care, mate. Thank you for that.
No worries.
Well done.
Nice lad and played very well.
Well, he did. Mm. He did.
Some calm. Good.
Well, yes.
Yep, that's key.
And calculated.
Six seconds left. All right, that's enough.
Just quickly, big congratulations to the Adelaide Giants. They're into the playoffs for the Claxton Shield. It's got here Clapton Shield, but I think it's Claxton Shield, which they haven't won in 43 years, Jazz.
Wow.
And you missed out on the Giants in your South Australian sporting review that some people weren't happy with. That's next weekend. Mm. They won over Auckland. I think it's Tuatara, but it's hard,
well done.
Hard to read that.
Congratulations to the Giants.
2-1.
Yeah.
Okay. Just say it quickly.
Tuatara. Auckland, Tuatara.
And that's where I did preview the South Australian teams over the summer in regards to their performance.
Yes.
What did it get?
Well, I got plagiarised again.
But there he
By
goes.
Who?
I don't want to say too much.
Does his nickname start with an S?
He's a great man, but honestly.
Dudley.
But that's where we're headed. Well, that's why everyone listens to us.
Yeah,
we're always a front.
We fluke it, but we're ahead of the game.
We don't fluke anything.
We don't know what we're doing.
Now,
but
Burn, you
what
are you doing?
You got something for us
I've
next?
I've got something up next. It just needs to be dealt with. And the person needs to be dealt with too.
Again?
Yes. Yeah, well, I like
I'm over this.
I'm getting tired of these pylons.
Well, hey.
No, I really
it's
am.
It's not necessarily a pylon, Jars.
No. All right. So that's directed towards me.
No, I said it's not necessarily a pylon, Jars. No, because I'm talking to you. I'm not saying you.
It's actually, always me. 90% of the time it's me.
Actually, up next, I'm changing it. Wasn't you? Look, I love you too, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's bad when you start with that.
That's why I wanted to start with that, because I wanted to make you nervous. Now, stop reading the paper and concentrate. We're on radio, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you listening?
I am now. Yeah.
Well,
I'm focused.
Well, zone in, because I was going to do something else until you bagged me right at the end of that last break, so I'm going to change.
No,
I had a few things
down.
I've changed it to you.
No, don't.
I just need to pick
Go
up on
it.
An issue
Go for
that you've
it.
Done, and you've got form in this area, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you said last week.
Okay. The Socceroos may be looking for a new manager because Graham Arnold may be pursuing other, coaching opportunities. Done a wonderful job for the World Cup. a very, very big profile South Australian, maybe the next
South Australian?
Maybe the next...
So you're trying to get Carl Viet to
no,
be the next...
No, it's not Carl Viet. No. Okay. Oh, I said maybe five times.
No, that's okay. This is my bit for now. Apologize. Read on the board. It says Burns bit. Okay. So this is breaking this afternoon. Graham Arnold will continue as head coach of the Socceroos after signing a contract that will last until the end of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. So you've done it again, Jazz. Do you want me to keep going? But Arnold's extension follows Australia's best result at a men's World Cup, finishing at 11th in Qatar, less than a year after almost being sacked.
No, but read the rest of the story.
There was other clubs
looking at, and his manager even came out and said that he was exploring.
Well, of course
that's
what they do. We're looking around
I threw it out there to say that he was looking and maybe he may move on. That's all I said.
This is your common tactic as well. You always say, other radio stations are looking.
No, I don't. And just because you throw may or maybe in doesn't mean...
Yeah, be confident. Getting away
get off the fence. No, I'm not, get off the fence.
I'm
not
sitting on the fence.
You are.
Congratulations to Graham Arnold.
Yeah.
Mm. All right?
So he's going nowhere.
So 4 more years.
Yeah.
For the Socceroos. So well done. The name that I was going to mention that I got told was Tony Vidmar.
Oh.
Mm. If Graham Arnold had not, continued on as the Socceroos coach.
So another job you've sort of burnt.
Sought out.
There's been Clarkson. I think. Clarkson. How many times Clarkson?
Well, only once.
let's just have another listen to what you said last week. I want to get it.
The Socceroos may be looking for a new manager because Graham Arnold may be pursuing other, coaching opportunities.
Well, after five, you've got some explosive intel and mail
about Cricket Australia.
Well,
so you want to be careful.
Pants are packed full of TNT or something, do they?
Fungus teeth, very careful what you say.
Well, mine's on the money.
Yours is on the money, is
mine
it?
I do my homework, Jars. Mine is on the money.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour. With Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Nice to have you back for this second hour on this gorgeous Monday in the best place on earth. The first hour was solid. it was solid.
Yeah.
It was solid.
Solid as.
So this second hour, I reckon we're going to go hard.
Solid, like 6 out of 10?
Yeah, just under.
Okay.
Just under, but we're here.
Not
we're
a
here
bad number, six.
Some good calls. We've got text messages coming through like there's no tomorrow.
Is
Greg
it?
Blewett's on a mission because he's now finished his Big Bash campaign.
There's a couple of good games to come up, but later in this hour, Jars, I've got some cricket mail, all right, that many people know about, I need an opinion from you guys because I'm not sure whether it's good or bad.
Is this sort of like a Jars, a sort of 1 out of 20 sort of?
No, this is firm mail.
I dropped some mail on some individuals last week, one being Tim Nielsen from, what's his name?
Harry.
From the Sacker.
Yeah.
About maybe moving to Tassie.
Yes.
And I said, maybe.
Is this happening?
Over the weekend, there was some talk coming back.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
But your information could blow our...
Well,
what?
As I said, I don't know whether it's good or bad. I think it's going to really split the cricket fans right down the middle.
Ooh,
whether
Greg,
it's
hold on to that. Yeah, he's done it again. We spoke about him earlier in the show, but Novak Djokovic, he's done 10 wins the Australian Open.
Mm. 10 is
amazing.
Goat.
He's a goat.
22 Grand Slams.
Well, he is.
It's 10 out of 10. Perfection for Novak Djokovic.
But no one calls him the goat.
He got kicked out of the country 12 months ago.
Yeah.
Being slammed.
Yeah.
As an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, this is what he said about that, by the way.
Only the team and the family knows what we've been through in the last 4 or 5 weeks. This probably is the, I would say, biggest victory in my life, considering the circumstances.
Emotional. Mm. Cried in his towel for a long period of time.
Sobbed like you when you retired from the
cross. I didn't sob.
No?
No, he didn't retire either.
No, I did from Norwood.
Oh, yeah.
Not from the AFL system.
No. Blimey,
which
retired,
was short-lived.
Yeah.
Have you ever cried when you retired? Did you break
down? No, I did. Because I was so stressed about it. I hardly slept the night before. I thought I was going to be all right. And,
this is a concern.
Needed the Kleenex.
No! Bert and I, we never teared up when we said goodbye to our comrades.
Nah.
But are you cricketers? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Everyone was doing cartwheels when you retired, Jazz.
Yeah, a little bit of footy news getting around. Some big announcements at footy clubs, and no bigger than the Collingwood Footy Club, new CEO, Craig Kelly.
Yeah.
Premiership player at the club. Interesting one because he's head of TLA management, which is who I'm managed by, actually. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've got a big decision right now.
So he'll step down from that position because there'll be a conflict of interest if he did both roles.
He's stepping down from all executive and board positions.
Okay. So good pickup for the Collingwood Football Club, he's old Ned.
Great operator.
Yeah. Yep, great.
Good lad too.
And there's been a bit of change at Collingwood, haven't there? They've changed presidents. How many presidents have they had since old Ed stood down? Their CEOs, big change. And their
but they're
coach,
back on track now, aren't they? I think they are. Their pillars
had
in place.
Had a great season last year from nowhere as well. Yeah. Just in some other footy news, St Kilda, Jeff Walsh has stood down.
After how long?
4 months. He was only there 4 months. So he led that famous review that they had, which ended up with the sacking of Brett Ratton. So that was a big part of that review. So,
but was he full-time when he initially took on, or was it just a part-time position until...
Well, he did the review. I think he was that when he was external
I thought he was just part-time.
And then they got him in. Anyway, it's here. Jeff Walsh has stepped down as St Kilda's head of football 4 months after he was appointed in the role. So,
does it say why in that?
It doesn't say. It doesn't go on to why, but I don't know. You never know.
Replacing him is... Mm. As we spoke about on Friday down at the Ramsgate, Stephen Silvani.
No. He's list manager.
Are you confused?
He's list manager.
Not head of football.
No, I just told you that he's not head of
football. So who's going to replace him as head of football then?
Well, that's a good question, but he only just stood down a couple of hours ago, so they probably haven't got someone in there, but maybe Stephen Silvani might.
Dual roles for the sauce.
Well, how many roles are there?
James Gallagher's involved.
He's list manager. I thought he was list manager, but he's...
But I thought he was head of football. Well, before Jeff Walsh was.
Who?
James Gallagher.
Before Jeff Walsh had a wash.
The cousin of Phil Gallagher. Anyway.
So,
some big names.
Cleared that up, Jazz.
We're a lot clearer now. Mm.
But Stephen Silvani is a big get.
He's a big get. And he is head of list management.
Sure?
So, yes. Well, I was sure. Now you've confused me.
Now, round one of the Sample programs come out. Friday night, the blockbuster, Norwood v. the Eagles. Friday night at Cooper Stadium at the parade. Thank you, Gregory. Then Saturday, four games. South Adelaide take on the Dogs down there at Panther Park.
Nice.
Sturt v. the Bays. That'd be a good game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's at Wigan Oval. Which one's Wigan Oval?
Wigan out.
Chief Wigan.
Is that Sturt? Simpsons. Is that Unley or down at the Bay?
Wigan.
Yeah, that's obviously a
spot on the ground. It's not the Bay, I don't reckon.
You're telling the story,
North Adelaide take on Westies at Prospect Oval, and then at 3:30, Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide take on the Crows in the Sample.
Oh, nice.
All right. Mm. So there you go. Round one is out. The Sample is up and about.
And Wigan Oval is Unley Oval.
Thank you, G.
What week do we start, Jazz? What's the date?
Thank you very much, Burn. And
he's scrambling. Scrambling.
You'd think if you had round one.
31st of March.
There you go.
Right.
End of March, footy. Well, now the tennis is finished. Now we're going to start to...
Well, the cricket's not quite finished.
And that is...
Another week or so to
that's
go.
That's still cricket. Going, is it?
Well, grade
is still...
finals.
Oh, yep. That's been going for 3 years, this game. Honestly, have a break.
Or this season.
No. Don't you start.
That's a long game. 3 years.
You start.
Back to school. Back to school.
It's Billy Madison.
I thought we were...
Billy Madison.
Yeah, Adam Sandler. Haven't seen that. Brilliant movie.
No, I haven't, no. Well done to all the parents, by the way, because I reckon there were parties going on all around our great state last night because back to school today, including my children who went back today, Rory and Sam, and I was in the state this morning. Oh, I put the phone call. Well, hang on. I had to work, Ben.
Did you?
I was over in Melbourne, but came back today. But anyway, I knew the boys were off this morning, so I rang through and said, is everything under control? Soon as the phone picked up, I just hear this crying in the background, like hysterical crying. Rory gets on the phone, tries to explain what's going on. But in short, the boys have got a Nintendo Switch and Rory has broken the charger. right? So Sam thinks that because of that, as soon as the battery runs out on this Nintendo Switch, he'll never be able to play Nintendo
this
again.
This is the last time it'll be full of battery.
Yeah, no,
so he don't want to waste any playtime.
No. And he tried to, so Rory put Sam on the phone, said, listen, can you just have a quick word to Sam, try and calm him down. I said, Sam, is everything okay? And he couldn't get it out. He was so hysterical. And then Rory got back on the phone. He said, he tried to say, I'm never going to play Nintendo ever again.
Yes.
So he was distraught. But apparently Catherine took the boys to school and they're all happy. And they're all seeing their mates and
still there,
ready to rumble. So this is all ahead of you, Byrne.
You got GPS trackers on them? They're still there.
Didn't they try and dig a tunnel out of the
Yeah, they're worried about tunnels.
Well, they didn't worry about the tunnel. They just walked out the front gate once, didn't they?
Yeah.
Rory and his mate.
I think Rory smuggled some wire cutters at one stage.
So what year are they in this year?
Sam's in year three.
Wow.
And Rory's in year one. So they're up and about, the Blewett boys. So
this is good.
And they played the classic line. They were like, you know, I said, are you happy to go back to school? And we don't like school.
But they do like.
But when they got back there and saw all their mates, they were.
Got the gangs up now.
Well done, parents. So it is a battle to get
through. It is a long break.
January becomes a long month.
Oh. Teachers need it. So that's how the way that you feel is how teachers feel most of the time.
Do teachers have more annual leave than any other occupation?
Yeah, they do.
Has that been
because they need it?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying. I'm just
don't criticize
the teachers.
You are being very critical.
It's about 12 weeks a year.
Yeah,
and then you add the pupil free days. And
excuse me, on the pupil. Don't get me started. As a former teacher, I have a lot of respect for teachers. Everybody thinks they know what teachers do because everybody went to school, but being a teacher is only like 50% actually. Teaching. The pupil free days are so that they can prepare for interviews and write reports and all the planning and all the marking.
That happens
and if the kids are a little bit more disciplined, these teachers wouldn't be stressed out.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because you're critical of the teachers, not doing a good job.
My kids are fine.
Oh, yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah.
They've built tunnels. They've got gangs rolling in the school. They've jumped the fence.
They brought scissors to school.
Come on. We've got to get around the teachers.
Down.
They do a wonderful job. Who has more time off, our Triple M breakfast show or teachers? Byrne?
Breakfast show by mile.
I love it. KG. Right, what do you got, Greg?
All right, so at the moment, Cricket Australia are trying to work out their schedule for next summer. Right. So obviously this summer's just about over, but touring next year is Pakistan for 3 test matches, and guess who's back?
Don't tell me the West Indies. Not again. Why?
The West Indies. I don't know why, but it's just something to do
with... This is your explosive mail, is it?
Well, no, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah, so... Yeah.
Don't tell me we get West Indies again.
Well, did we have the West Indies this summer?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did. And guess what?
They're back again.
Looks like the Adelaide Test match is going to be hosting the West Indies again. So, as I said, Pakistan for 3 Test matches, and the first Test match of the summer...
Yeah.
Is going to be Perth. So it's going to go Perth, Melbourne, Sydney.
Melbourne.
So that'll be the typical time. So Perth will get the pre-Christmas test match.
No one turns up.
That's right.
In Perth.
Okay. So this is where this is the interesting thing, right?
All right, keep going.
So they don't get anyone. So Cricket Australia feel like they've got to look after Perth and try and find a way of exactly. I reckon they're taking the absolute piss out of us because we always have the attendances are really good. We support all of our events
very well.
So Melbourne will be its normal time slot.
Yeah.
What, then so Sydney. Boxing Day, so there's only one Boxing test Day. Before Christmas.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
And then the Sydney get the New Year test match, and then Brisbane get the West Indies first test match, and then Adelaide get the last test match of the summer, which is the second one against the West Indies. So it is going to be, I'm hearing the date is going to be around about January 21. And it's still going to be a day-night
against
test match
the West Indies.
Against the West Indies. So, the positive I see out of that is that because it's a day-night test match, it's going to be, you know what the weather's like in January? It's going to be
nice,
hot, balmy evenings.
So is that Australia Day test match again?
Well, it's going to be before, yeah. So it's going to
nearly.
So that's interesting as well. So
they should
January
just push it out to
21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So it finishes the day before Australia Day, which
it'll
is a completely.
It'll be finished by the 22nd.
No, I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
I don't either.
No.
You don't like it?
No, well, because they're catering for the first test match in Perth that no one supports. No one supports that one there, Gregory. And because the Sydney one is always a washout. Aren't they?
That's the other thing. There's a little bit of talk around about maybe a push for us to try and get the New Year's Test match.
Because
so instead of Sydney.
Yeah, okay.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad.
So imagine the Test match in Adelaide starting January 3.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like that. Everyone's still in holiday mode. I don't mind that.
I just think Test cricket's starting too late. It's going to be be just before Christmas, the first test. There's a big opportunity missed there, I feel.
But this is going back to more traditional. I think this is sort of a one-off as well. I don't know why.
Because of the West Indies coming back-to-back summers?
I don't know why, but but I don't mind the test matches being a little bit later because you're getting
Where's the Big Bash going to be played then? Where's their window?
No, same time.
We'll be cricketed out.
We're going to get smashed. So where's Shield cricket going?
Greg.
Well, Shield cricket, what do you mean? That'll all be played in its normal format.
Yeah.
So before before the Big Bash and after the Big Bash. But I'm really interested to hear from
What's your take on it?
I don't think we're happy with Cricket Australia because, you know,
this
Perth's
is
getting. Yeah, Adelaide. Yep. Perth are getting looked after. Why aren't we getting the prime test matches?
We don't ever let Cricket Australia.
Because we've got the day-nighters. We've got
great
best TV numbers that come out of the day-night test match. So, but weather-wise, I think it's going to work a lot better being at a day-night test match.
21st
West Indies
of Jan.
Again, though.
Yeah, West Indies.
No, well, that's right. We'd rather Pakistan, wouldn't we? That's all getting looked at the moment.
Right, okay.
And I believe the Saka are fighting very hard to get that changed around. But that is
good stuff.
What they're planning at the moment.
Nice.
We're last choice.
Yeah, again.
We're last choice again.
And we provide the best crowds, best TV numbers, the whole lot. Best venue in the world.
Didn't you say there's some good things as well?
Yeah. What else did you?
Oh, no, that's the weather.
Yeah.
It'll be warmer.
And Greg.
No, it will be. Get the day-nighters. It can get very
fungus
cold.
Teeth. That was explosive too.
Oh, yeah. Boom!
Elmac Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Yeah. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-ELMAC. Here
comes Bernie Facts. Interesting. Here comes Bernie Facts.
This is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
Ben, why don't you do the fun facts at the start of 4 o'clock? Why don't you switch it around, mix it up?
It wouldn't be the final facts.
No, it'd be the beginning facts.
What did you say then?
Beginning.
What did you say, G?
The first facts.
I like G's.
Fun first facts.
Yeah. Why don't you try it? Something different.
Switch it up.
Shut the show down and I'll come back to
you. Your cricket career's
leave him alone. You're in a permanent
slump. Brother-in-law threw him under the bus over the weekend because you're fighting out LB. At least you what?
At least I play, put myself out there. Well,
he's a committed team man.
I am.
I
just don't get phone calls.
They're talking.
I heard you didn't get picked.
Monday, what do you got?
Monday, January 30. Getting towards the end of January pretty quickly.
it is. January 30.
As Matty Hayden would say, no shit, Sherlock.
Guess what? One day to go, Jars. good start.
Yeah. Hey,
this man's birthday today, G.
999 goals, Buddy Franklin. The legend becomes immortal.
Oh, Jimmy there. Yeah, big Jim Bob. That pre-planned legend to immortal?
Yes.
Or does that just pop out?
No, I don't. He's not one of these guys to have anything
doesn't,
scripted.
Doesn't plan.
I reckon
like
maybe
Bruce.
In his mind he's
thought about
it.
Moment.
Yeah. No. I've got a bit of a Jim Bob story next week too for you.
James Brayshaw.
Can I just do it now?
No.
Okay.
Hey, superstar of the competition.
Oh,
too,
yeah, absolutely. Star. And still going pretty well for his age. Right, hey, another birthday today. This man.
So good.
Phil Collins.
I saw him live at Adelaide Oval when he was here a few years ago. And actually his son was touring with him, Nick Collins, and he did that on the drums.
Brilliant. Oh, really?
As Phil was singing.
How good's
that? Yeah.
We need to get it to that really good part when he
That
when
was
he goes
just
off.
That part.
Every time I hear
hangover,
that.
The Hangover, yeah, you
Mike
think
Tyson.
Of that.
Mike Tyson. Yeah,
on the, very good. Yeah. 1961.
Yep.
A single was released by Patsy Cline. Your fan jars?
Patsy Cline.
This one. I Fall to Pieces was Billboard, was the Billboard Song of the Year, 1961. Mm.
And what, I'm meant to love Come this song.
On. Well, I thought you might have liked
Come
it.
Come on, Patsy. 66, baby.
Hey, this was a big day and a sad day, 1969. The Beatles had their last ever public performance in London.
Mm.
This is from it. On a rooftop in London.
Yeah, another classic. It was a bit chilly that day too, the boys.
Was it?
The fingers were very chilly.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that?
No, well, I've researched. The Beatles have been a...
Yeah.
You're right into your music.
Yeah, rooftop. Was anyone
else
on?
They were looking up, so all the residents downstairs and looking up going, where's that noise coming from?
Shut up.
What a great place to finish off your career. On a roof.
Just on a rooftop. Yeah. So no one can see you.
No one can see you.
No one else is allowed up there.
Brilliant. Hey, on this day, 1994...
Yes, Boone.
Kapil Dev took 2 for 41. This is for you, Greg.
Kapil Dev, who will start off the attack here. The Indians have a very, very solid bowling lineup.
Phillips hooking in the air. Yadav going back at mid-on, and he's under it. So the first wicket has fallen. Kapil Dev picking up Wayne Phillips with the bouncer. And that was a well-taken catch.
Good on you, Flip.
Flip said he loved the short ball.
Just wanted to... Caught a third slip. That was a very good delivery from the Indian all-rounder.
Just wanted to play that because he got Flipper out. But the reason I bring that up, because he equaled Richard Hadlee's world record of 431 test wickets with that second wicket.
Okay.
So, and he just played Flipper.
Well, you know with this fun fact, where's the Benny Hill music underneath to say goodbye? Where's all these...
I've spoken to management
about this. Why have we changed everything?
I don't know, but...
Well, we've got this cool music.
You
don't
like it? Nah, it's very good golfer, Kapil Dev, too.
Is he? Yeah. You going to be long, Boone?
Last one.
Yes, mate.
On this day, 2013.
Yep.
This is you, Jazz.
Ooh.
Mick Jagger was named the most stylish rock star of all time by the Complex website.
Beautiful.
Guess who the next few were? The most stylish rock star ever. I'll give you a few. Prince. Prince.
Yeah.
Dave Bowie.
Yes.
Kurt Cobain.
Really?
Sid Vicious.
Stylish.
Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
Really scary.
A bit feral.
And Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
Well, they're all part of the top 10.
Jesus. Hey, we're back again tomorrow.
Are we?
Yeah.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Isn't it a... Hey, we're due for another public holiday, aren't we, or something?
Oh,
no, we had one last week.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. See ya.